They should have known, but they didn't. The apostles, the disciples, the holy women who lived with Jesus heard his preaching and saw him perform countless miracles. They should have known, but they didn't. They should have known that the story of Jesus would not end on Good Friday, but they didn't. And how often are we like them? We know the end of the story. We know that the story of the cross is incomplete without the resurrection. The disciples and the apostles, they didn't have this advantage. They were blinded as by the horror of the crucifixion. Even though they had been with the Lord, they were sort of thrown off balance. They didn't know what was going on. The holy women went out to the tomb on Sunday morning, as we hear in tonight's gospel, to anoint the body of Jesus. They're going about their duty just as they would for any of their family who would have died. And they encountered the men in the tomb and their puzzling question: why do you seek the living among the dead? It's no wonder that when they went to tell the rest of the community, they didn't believe them. They thought Jesus had met a terrible end on the cross. They couldn't fathom what the women were saying, even though they should have known better. I love the line in tonight's gospel. It hits me every time I hear it. But their stories seemed like nonsense, and they didn't believe them. Nonsense. Can you imagine? We know the end of the story, and we want to run up to them and tell them it's not nonsense. It's true. But yet, how often are we just like the apostles and the disciples and the women? Don't we too fall into the trap of thinking that Jesus' resurrection is nonsense? We do that every time we lose hope. We do that every time we think that our lives have no purpose or no goal. We're tempted to think that all is lost when we stand at the cross of suffering or illness or death or despair, and we can't see the resurrection of Jesus as our motivation to keep moving, to keep going. As we reflected this Lent, every road of life leads to the cross, but it also leads through the cross to the resurrection, just as it did for Jesus. And how can we think that it will be different for us who are his disciples? Tonight at this Easter vigil, we spent a good long while listening to the Word of God, listening to the story of the Old Testament, because we know that that story, the story of how God was working through the ancient Israelites, leads up to and prepares for the story of Jesus. We heard how God created the world in his image and likeness, created us men and women, then how he chose the descendants of Abraham to be his special people and led them through the Red Sea. We can look back and thank God for how he did all of this for us. How he called Abraham to be our father in faith. How he saved the Israelites from Pharaoh, prefiguring the Passover of Jesus from death to life in that Passover of the Jews from slavery to freedom. And how God has fulfilled every single word of the prophecies that we heard tonight from Isaiah and Ezekiel and Baruch. How he's fulfilled them super abundantly in Jesus. We spent time tonight in this vigil reflecting on God's working in the past so that we can remember how the story of Jesus is connected to that history and how it continues it. Tonight's gospel reminds us of how the cross is the fulfillment of that story of the ancient Israelites, and how it's not just the end of the story of Jesus, but really it's just the beginning. Because Jesus lives. He lives as the conqueror of sin and death. Towards the end of the Old Testament readings, if you notice, they got slightly darker. They talked about how the Israelites had become unfaithful to the Lord. Then we hear the story of Jesus' resurrection, which reverses that unfaithfulness, indeed the unfaithfulness of all of humanity. How Jesus is a liberator, liberating us from the power of sin and death, and that he lives. The story of Jesus then tonight reaches forward in the sacraments that we will celebrate tonight. The resurrection of Jesus gives power to the sacraments. And that's why it is tradition to celebrate the sacraments of initiation at the Easter Vigil. Tonight, we will witness the baptism of Isabella. The story of Jesus continues in her embracing of the Catholic Christian faith. Indeed, the story of Jesus continues in each and every one of us who have taken on the mantle of being his disciple. It's our privilege tonight to stand in the light of this Paschal candle, the light sign of Christ risen from the dead, and to renew our faith, and then to carry that good news, the good news of Jesus' resurrection, out into the world. We pledge tonight, as we renew the vows of our baptisms, as we are sprinkled with the newly blessed holy water, not to be sidelined by the crosses of life, and to risk forgetting that Jesus has conquered. Our discipleship, our Christianity, convinces us and then impels us to tell the world that the resurrection of Jesus is not nonsense, but rather it's the only thing that truly makes sense of the world.